Chell Anderson is a North Shore naturalist. She lives here in Cook County and joins us periodically to talk about phenology, or what's going on in the woods right now. Lots of migrations going on, Chell, but what about shrews on the move?
Well, you live in the fast lane. That's the only way you can live.
But they have such little legs.
I know they do. They're very tiny. They represent the smallest mammals that we have in our area here. So of the four species of shrews that live here, maybe we'll talk mostly about the three that are really associated with upland terrestrial type environments. We also have the water shrew, which maybe we can talk about some other time, but we'll focus on the other three right now. And of those three, the pygmy and the masked shrew are the tiniest mammals that we have up here. And their slightly larger relative is the short-tailed shrew, which is more observable just because it's a little bit bigger, but all of these shrews are under 3 inches in length. The short-tailed shrew has a larger body as a proportion of that total length within the range, is a little bit bigger than the other two. So it has a short, stubby tail and a larger body.
Those are the ones that look like little sausages running across the road, right?
Right. They all have very elongated, pointy noses, tiny eyes, nearly invisible, especially if you're just seeing them go by, ears. The short-tailed shrew is kind of a pretty gray-black color, very soft if you happen to get to touch one.
I bet they got sharp teeth.
They do have very sharp teeth. And they are busy using them. And they are, I should emphasize right away, that shrews are not rodents.
Well, they're not.
No.
What are they?
Shrews are part of one of the groups of mammals that are called insectivores. So that, of course, means that they eat primarily insects, which makes them very different in their diets and habits in other ways from most rodents, which, of course, dine on many things, but mostly on seeds.
Well, what other kind of insectivores are there?
Well, in our area, shrews are it.
Yeah.
So since they have a large surface area to body mass, they have a very high metabolism. And that means, of course, that they have to eat just about constantly. And they have to eat about their body weight every day to stay alive, because they're very high energy demands. So they're these little dynamos that are scurrying around pretty much constantly in search of the next thing to eat. They're very determined and competitive hunters. For their small size, they've got a lot of moxie, and they do have those very sharp teeth for snatching up insects. And just like many other species or groups of animals that we've talked about, fall is the time of year when their populations are at their peak, right? Because you've got all these youngsters out there. And they are all looking for food to satisfy that high energy demand at the same time as the insect populations are plummeting and declining at a rapid rate.
So where does the migration come in, I think?
Yeah, this is where the migration comes in. So because of that diminishing food supply, an area that might have supported, you know, a little family-related group during the summer, the insects to eat are becoming too few and far between for everybody. So there's a need to disperse, to migrate away and spread out over, you know, more area. And as they do that, though, of course, they encounter many challenges, and a lot of risk is involved in that kind of dispersal, because you move away from your familiar hidey holes, your good spots to look for insects, and you're out more exposed to predators. Although shrews are often killed by predators, they are rarely eaten because they kind of have an off-putting flavor, smell, I guess. So they're moving out, and that's why these species that are, you know, not very visible for the most part to us can become more obvious, because they're moving around more. They're looking for some place to support themselves for the coming winter, and they often aren't successful, and they die of starvation right out wherever they happen to be. So one, a very common thing at this time of year, if you're spending a lot of time out on, you know, trails or roadsides or whatever, is to see a dead shrew just lying dead in the middle of the trail or at the edge of the road. And it's not because anything's preyed on it. It's because it just couldn't keep up with the energy demands, and starvation took its toll, and that was that. And of course, as the nights get, you know, days and night temperatures get colder, there's even more demand to maintain that body temperature.
Well, then if they're insectivores, mm-hmm. what do they do in the wintertime?
Yeah, they stay active all winter down below the snow, and they're going after insects that are dormant. We've talked before about various species of insects that are spend the winter in one life stage or another. Could be a pupae, or could be they could be adults, and they're in the leaf litter, for instance. And those are the insects that shrews are going after, or maybe insects that died but were never consumed by something else.
So nothing about a shrew slows down in the wintertime like it does with some other animals, like some rodents.
That's correct. It doesn't slow down. They just have to keep stoking that fire and be on the go all the time.
I would think that, you know, with a metabolism like that, they're probably pretty warm.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But that runs out fast, right?
Runs out fast because, of course, maintaining your body temperature sucks a lot of energy the colder the temperatures are. So you can go through your reserves pretty fast. And as I said, if they have to eat about their body weight every day, then that they don't have a lot of reserve. It's not like some of us might have. And there's no couch potatoes in the shrew world.
It doesn't sound like it. When you're talking the ratio of mass uh-huh. to
surface area
mm-hmm. They still don't weigh much.
Right. That's the thing. Their mass is very small. But
bugs don't weigh much either.
No, they don't. So they have to eat a lot. But the reason their diet is focused on insects is that insects have, for their size, have a lot of nutrition. That's you know, why birds feed insects to their young. Right? These are just high energy packets. So if you're small and you can only eat small things, and then you're going to look for those small things that have the most bang for their buck. And insects are the case for shrews.
Well, anything that kind of helps take the insect population down is okay in my book. So I'll see if I can't help a shrew every so often. Chell Anderson, botanist and plant ecologist, thanks for helping us understand migrating shrews.
Sure.